This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
A former youth pastor with the Salvation Army in Fountain convicted this week of sexual exploitation of a minor. Jeffrey Williams turned himself in last November after police began an investigation into the youth pastor sending sexually explicit material to a minor within his youth group. Police say that Williams was a pastor for the Salvation Army on North Santa Fe in Fountain between 2013 and 2017. No word yet on when a sentencing decision will come down.
A Fremont County man accused of being a National Socialist and a Nazi while illegally possessing a large amount of weapons and ammunition pleaded guilty in federal court this week. According to federal court documents, 41-year-old Chad Keith would bring people to his property near the western Fremont County town of Cotopaxi so they could shoot his weapons. The FBI believed he wanted to open a school for weapons training and to share his white supremacist ideology. He pleaded guilty this week to being a felon in possession of a weapon and faces up to 15 years in prison when he's sentenced.
A standoff lasting nearly 3 hours ended with a suspect giving himself up, but not before police say he threatened to shoot residents in an apartment complex, broke windows, and even told officers he had a bomb. Police responded to the area just after around 4 o'clock yesterday afternoon. It's an apartment complex in the 1800 block of South Circle near the Valley High Golf Course. Apparently, the man had been throwing things off of his second-floor apartment. There had been at least 24 calls for service to this man's apartment this month alone. Officers evacuated the surrounding apartments, tried to talk him out. He eventually surrendered around 7 o'clock last night, now facing multiple felony charges. No names were provided.
Colorado Springs police arrested a man and made a sizable drug bust at a homeless encampment under the Tejon Street Bridge. It started yesterday around 11:30 as officers from the homeless outreach team were trying to clear out people camped on CDOT property. During the eviction, several people were cited for drugs. At least one officer spotted a possible drug deal going on near the southwest corner of Dorchester Park. Officers chased the suspect, eventually taking Jason Corbett into custody. More than 44 grams of fentanyl, methamphetamine, cocaine, and heroin, along with 3 grand in cash, were confiscated from a backpack Corbett allegedly dropped while he was being chased. The 41-year-old faces a number of drug charges. State investigators say they are working closely with Burlington Northern Santa Fe Railway to probe a deadly train derailment in Pueblo County. The Colorado Department of Transportation says it's working with the company to determine who owns the railroad bridge over I-25 that collapsed when the train derailed last weekend. BNSF officials aren't sure who owns the bridge, but said the company was responsible for maintaining and inspecting it and will bear the cost of replacing it. The company also said in a statement that it inspected the track on Sunday just before the train derailed. The southbound lanes of I-25 reopened yesterday, and the northbound lanes are expected to open later today.
The worst is over for neighbors who live along Overton Road, which became a temporary highway for at least 3 days while serving as a popular detour around the derailment. Tina Conley lives south of the detour itself.
But they've been going pretty fast, and you know, we're not used to having all the semi-trucks. So, you know, the house is rattling, and we're just keeping the windows closed because it's just really noisy.
The road passes through largely rural areas, but also through several neighborhoods. Neighbors say the traffic was so heavy at times they couldn't even pull out of their own driveways. They're also now worried about what the heavy traffic may have done as far as damaging the road. They're hoping that bridges and other infrastructure there will be repaired quickly if needed.
One El Paso County school district terminated most of its bus drivers this week, and that's created more work for Hanover School District 28 parents needing to get their kids to school. KRDO's Carolyn Felling has more.
After last night's board meeting, the superintendent did make it clear that transportation is on the very top of his priorities list. It's no secret that the Hanover community is spread out, and that means getting kids to and from school is taking longer and can be expensive. At a time when many school districts are facing staffing challenges, Hanover, which has decided to terminate all 6 of their bus drivers. The district is now contracting with Student Transportation of America to fill in these gaps, but many concerns were raised after just 1 day of using them. And that's not all. The superintendent says that this new contract is going to take them over budget by $75,000 to $100,000. In response, the president of the board says its new bus contract does give room for some further negotiations. But for now, it sounds like the current transportation contract will remain in place until February 1st.
That was Carolyn Felling from KRDO reporting.
We've got a good-looking forecast for the end of the work week. Sunny skies, warmer temperatures ahead for your Thursday afternoon. Beautiful, 78, Colorado Springs, 81 in the Steel City. Clear and cool overnight with morning lows in the low and mid-40s Friday morning. And Friday likely one of the warmer days as we head into the weekend with the low 80s Colorado Springs and about 84 in Pueblo. From the Storm Tracker 13 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Chris Larson for KRDO News Radio.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's Morning News weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's Afternoon News weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.